Let's check out
The Digital Photography Book, Volume 3 by Scott Kelby. Recently, Scott Kelby finished adding Volume 3 to the Digital Photography Books. There's a Volume 1 and Volume 2. We're going to talk about Volume 3. I just got it yesterday in the mail. I'm super pumped about it, really excited. There's a lot of great stuff in this book. Now, I just got this book yesterday, and I pre-ordered it from Scott's blog a short time back, when he mentioned that it was finally, you know, done, and you were able to pre-order. I pre-ordered it. I just got it yesterday. Now, one of the coolest things about this book is that the fact that it starts out right where Volume 2 left off. But not only that, the thing that maybe makes it a little bit cooler even is the fact that you don't need Volume 1 and Volume 2 for Volume 3 to make sense. Volume 3 makes total sense just as a standalone book, but it adds to the digital photography book Scott Kelby experience if you have Volumes 1 or really Volume 2. So check them out. The book is really great because, number one, I love the layout. It's just such a simple layout. An image, a body of text, you know, a title. That's basically it through the entire book. It's not cluttered. It's not just overwhelming you with information. It's just very simple, straightforward stuff. It's the kind of book you can pick up. You're not intimidated to read through it. And you can really pick up a lot by reading through it. But it's also the kind of book that you can just pick up and just flip through it, skim through it, open up to one page, bam, I learned something there. Flip a few pages forward, hey, here's something totally different I can learn. And a couple more pages and there's something else. There's no commitment involved. You can pick it up and just glance through literally a paragraph and a half of text and learn something new, something useful. So that's one of the things that I really, really like about this book. So the book's great. I really think it's for pretty much everyone, from beginners to advanced shooters or professional shooters. Obviously professional shooters aren't going to pick up as much as beginner shooters, but I really think they're just tips and tricks, and there's a lot of just useful little information, the kind of things you're like, oh, you know, I'll try it that way next time, that kind of stuff. A lot of cool stuff like that, and again, obviously beginners, really easy to pick up, and the book is a steal. It's less than $20 at Amazon.com. I think it's like $16, and you have the book. Really dirt cheap for what it is. It cost me more to fill my car with gasoline than to get this book. And I venture to say that the book will probably last a little bit longer than a tank of gasoline in my car. However, that's not the point. Less than $20 on Amazon.com. It's definitely a steal. Beginner, amateur, or pro. So just a couple of little things before I go on just to a quick run through of the book. I'm just wondering, Scott Kelby, why is it, you know, that you've got a mixture of Canon and Nikon stuff on the cover? I thought you were strictly a Nikon guy. Now, I'm a Canon guy, and I noticed you got, looks like a Canon 40D as well as a 580 EX2 speed light here. You do have a Nikon lens. I just thought it was interesting that you mixed Canon and Nikon for the cover, putting more Canon stuff on there than Nikon. And also, in here, at one point, you talk about sports photography, and you mention boring photographs. And the photograph you have there, when you talk about boring photography, is a photograph of my Philadelphia Eagles. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I should use a different team. You know, any team except the Eagles. And then maybe the Bucks, but definitely not the Eagles. But all jokes aside, really, this is a great book. Packed literally from front cover to back cover, full of all kinds of great little tips and tricks. And here's just a short list of some of the things you're going to learn a little bit about by just glancing through this book. Softening light, batteries, location lighting, off-camera flash, reflectors, what you should pack to different kinds of shoots, backing up your images, white balance, backgrounds, lights, diffusions, tethering, catch lights, reflectors, accessories, lenses, cleaning lenses and camera stuff, shooting indoors, shooting outdoors, shooting on the street, shooting underwater, shooting from high places, shooting on the game field, metering, camera sensors, mirrors, tents, softboxes, tables, shadows, highlights, studio tricks, on-location tricks, and just those stop-driving-me-nuts, what-do-I-have-to-do-to-fix-them tricks. So this book packs a huge punch, and there's so much more than what I just ran through there quickly in those few seconds. This book is loaded, and for under $20, it's definitely a steal. And I should probably just add as a note here at the end, I'm not being paid by Scott Kelby or Peach Pit Press, the publisher of this book, at all. I think it's a phenomenal book. I just got it the other day. I just wanted to share it with you guys, and I really think it'll be helpful for a lot of you guys to maybe take your photography a step further, you know, step your game up a little.